This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Mr. Narendra Modi today took charge as Prime Minister for the third time. After assuming the charge, Mr. Modi signed the first file authorizing release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. This will benefit 9 crore 30 lakh farmers by distributing around 20,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi said the first decision of the new government shows its commitment to the farmer welfare. Prime Minister Modi said his government will keep working even more for the farmers and the agriculture sector in times to come. The PM Kisan scheme was launched in 2019 with an aim to provide income support to all landholder farmer families across the country. The first meeting of the new Union Cabinet is expected to be held today. The meeting is likely to take place in the evening. Yesterday, President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office and secrecy to Prime Minister Narendra Modi along with the members of the new Council of Ministers at a function in Rashtrapati Bhavan. Mr. Modi also met the visiting leaders of India's neighbourhood and Indian Ocean region who attended the swearing-in ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Thanking them for gracing the occasion, the Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to its neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. Mr. Modi said India will continue to amplify the voice of the Global South in the international arena. The Election Commission has announced the schedule of by-elections to 13 assembly constituencies of 7 states. Of them, 4 assembly constituencies are in West Bengal, 3 in Himachal Pradesh, 2 in Uttarakhand and 1 each in Bihar, Tamil Nadu, Madhya Pradesh and Punjab. The Commission said the polling for these assembly constituencies will be held on 10th of next month and counting will take place on 13th of July. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has assured Delhi government that he will talk with Haryana government on releasing water from Yamuna into the national capital. Addressing the media after an emergency meeting today with Mr. Saxena on water scarcity, Delhi Water Minister Atishi noted that the city is yet to receive water from Himachal Pradesh as well. She said that Haryana is not releasing the water due to their alleged dispute with Himachal Pradesh. During the meeting, the minister also discussed various issues with regard to Delhi Jal Board, including shortage of staff and officers. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party today staged a protest outside the BJP's office in Delhi on the ongoing water crisis. In Manipur, the advanced security cockade team of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh came under attack by some unknown armed miscreants near Kotland Sinam village along National Highway 37 in New Keetalmanbi, Kangpogpi district this morning. The convoy was heading towards Jiribam. However, the Chief Minister was not with the team as he was scheduled to visit Jiribam tomorrow to monitor the law and order situation of the district. The police report stated that the one police personnel sustained injuries in the ambush and was hospitalized for further treatment. Additional security forces have been deployed at the incident site and search operations have been initiated to arrest the miscreants. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have launched massive cordon and search operation in connection with terror attack on a passenger bus in Riyasi district last evening that left 10 people dead and several injured. As National Investigation Agency, NIA, team today reached the district and is coordinating with local police probing into the terror attack. The security forces are searching the area to track down the terrorists responsible for the attack. Terrorists opened fire at the bus, which was on its way from the Shiv Khori temple to the Mata Vaishno Devi shrine in Khatra, causing it to veer off the road and fall into a deep gorge near the Teriyat village of Poni area in Riyasi district. Jammu and Kashmir's Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has termed the terror attack as a nefarious attempt to bring Jammu region into turmoil. Mr. Sinha further announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees to the next of kin of deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red warning for heavy rainfall over parts of Goa, Maharashtra and Karnataka today. The IMD has credited this weather disturbance to a cyclonic circulation over the Marathwada region in the lower tropospheric levels. Meanwhile, heatwave conditions will continue to prevail over parts of Punjab, Haryana, Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Delhi, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh till the 13th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.